were also, as most people know, the chairman of the banking committee. You played a key role in moving Kevin Warsh out of committee to the full Senate. He'll be, I assume, on a party line vote at least, confirmed as Fed chair.
Yep.
Very soon. Jerome Powell, the man he's replacing, much to the chagrin of Mr. Trump,
yes,
is staying on. What do you think about that? Staying on as Fed governor.
Yeah.
It is in the law that he can do it.
Yeah, so he can stay to the end of 2028 or maybe middle of January 31st, 2028 is yep. when he would have to get off. The truth of the matter is he's breaking 75 years of precedent. Okay. Every time you get a new chairman, the former chairman leaves. That's good news, because what you don't want are these philosophies in conflict. And I think Jay Powell is making a significant mistake. Significant decision, but really bad one. I think his, for the country and for the Fed, it would be best if he left.
Right, because the Fed, as you know, the chairman doesn't have unilateral control, right?
Yeah.
He, just for people that don't know this, he has to rule by some sort of consensus.
Exactly.
And he would be there. So how do you get rid of him?
Prayer. Lord, we need some prayer on this issue. Honestly, I think it's going to be his decision. All signs point to his departure before 28, but I do think he's maybe just poking the president in the eye a little bit.
So